Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Monter for the workday afternoon. Ankle sprains can happen to anyone, from the most athletic to the most sedentary of us. If we're not in too much pain, we're probably likely to tough it out for a few weeks and hope it can heal naturally. Now, is this advisable, or could we unintentionally be inflicting internal injury on ourselves? For some answers, we speak with Dr. Kevin Koo, orthopedic surgeon, the Bone and Joint Centre at Mount Elizabeth Hospital, coming up next on Money FM 89.3 in today's edition of Health Suites.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Today on the phone with me, Dr. Kevin Koo, orthopaedic surgeon, the Bone and Joint Centre at Mount Elizabeth Hospital. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of ankle sprains. Dr. Koo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clarissa, for having me on today's show.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. Like I said before we went live, this the ankles are of particular interest to me. So, unlike some other people, I am very, very, very clumsy, clearly, because I have sprained them and broken them and done all sorts of horrible things to my ankles. But for normal people, right, what are ankle sprains and who gets them?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because the ankle is actually one of the most commonly injured areas of our musculoskeletal system. And it constitutes up to 30% of all injuries seen in a sports clinic, and is also the most common injury seen in a GP clinic. So you are in good company, Clarissa. And although ankle sprains can affect just about anyone, there are a few groups who are more at risk. And these would include someone who has had a previous ankle sprain, people with lax or loose joints, individuals who engage regularly in certain sports such as soccer, basketball, or volleyball that involves jumping and landing with sharp twists and turns. And interestingly, women are also more prone than men to sprain their ankles during sport. And this is not due to a lack of technique by any means, but rather believed to be due to their ligaments being more lax and thus making their joints more flexible and susceptible.
I was actually going to guess that it was also because we had smaller feet.
Yeah. That's possibly one reason, but the main one is due to the laxity in the joints.
All right.
Rather than shoe size.
All right.
Interesting observation.
So we're talking about ankle strength, we're talking about flexibility, and of course, the gender does play a part, which you've just highlighted. Also, there's all that lifestyle and the kind of sports that you are doing. Age come into it at all?
Yeah, so although our flexibility is largely dependent on genetics, but as we age, and especially as our joints undergo degeneration or wear and tear, our ankles actually can get stiffer and less flexible. And talking about lifestyle habits, there are also certain habits or measures that, although do not necessarily improve our ankle strength per se, but it can help prevent ankle sprains and injuries. And these measures will include proper warm-ups before exercise, shoes with good insoles and heel support, avoiding uneven surfaces that can potentially cause a sprain, and working in exercises for the ankles, such as squat or lunges, as part of our gym routine.
Okay, so it almost sounds like the more active you are, the more likely you are to be susceptible to sprains.
Yes, absolutely right.
So this is one of those times when being sedentary is not a bad thing.
Yeah, in that sense. Yeah, it's also the habits that you work into your everyday life, such as proper warm-ups before exercise, you know, avoiding uneven surfaces. I think these measures all add up to whether or not you get a sprain.
Okay, so a lot of different people can get sprains. And as you said, injuries to the ankles seem to be quite common.
Yes.
Is there a sprain to something else worse, or, you know, a sprain's pretty easy to deal with and you recover completely? Oh, wait, you did say if you've had a sprain before, you're more susceptible to getting one again.
Yes.
Ah, that's not good news.
Yeah, it's not, unfortunately. So having a prior ankle sprain is, unfortunately, it is a risk factor for developing another ankle sprain. And in fact, about 20 to 30% of those who have suffered an ankle sprain may go on to develop what we call chronic ankle instability, which is characterized by repeated ankle sprains or a feeling of the ankle giving way. And this condition actually predisposes the ankle to further injuries such as internal cartilage wear and tear. And over time, this can actually lead to osteoarthritis of the ankle. Now, when a patient gets arthritis of the ankle, it is irreversible and it can severely limit a person's mobility and function.
Okay, right. Now, let's go back to that first sprain then, because it's, I suppose it's very important that we deal with it correctly.
Yes.
But absolutely. Most of us, if it's not a bad sprain, it doesn't hurt that much. Do you actually see patients with that first sprain who don't even come in and see a doctor?
Yeah, there are this group of patients that get what we call a mild sprain. But having said that, you know, as a doctor on a show offering advice on ankle sprains, I must warn patients that they should seek immediate medical attention after an ankle sprain, especially if there's severe pain or swelling, if there's an open wound, if there's a severe deformity or an inability to put weight on the foot. So these are some conditions that if it happens, then it is probably advisable to seek early medical advice. But having said that, outside of these scenarios, as you mentioned, many ankle sprains do get better with self-care measures such as rest, icing it, compression, elevation, the so-called RICE therapy,
right,
as well as pain medications.
Okay, and but the thing is, if you have one sprain, you're more susceptible to other sprains. So wouldn't the advice be, even if it isn't terribly painful, go see a doctor?
I think most ankle sprains generally do not need anything invasive like surgical intervention. So my advice is if the symptoms do not improve after 2 to 5 days of home treatment, then one should probably consider booking an appointment to see the doctor, that as there may be something more severe going on, like an internal injury to the joint or even a fracture.
All right, we're speaking with Dr. Kevin Koo, orthopedic surgeon, the Bone and Joint Centre at Mount Elizabeth Hospital. What, if any, are the common misconceptions that you hear from your patients about ankle sprains?
One common misconception that many people have is that seeing a doctor for an ankle sprain involves just receiving pain medications like Panadol or muscle relaxants. But actually, seeing a doctor or a specialist goes beyond that, as the doctor will be able to assess the patient's condition and severity via a good history taking and physical examination, and also send the patient for relevant investigations such as x-rays or an MRI. He can also refer the patient for early functional rehabilitation or physiotherapy, and more importantly, monitor the patient's progress and possibly offer surgical intervention if conservative treatment fails. Okay. And in fact, the other misconception is that ankle sprains are minor injuries with no long-term repercussions, which actually may not be the case all the time. Because as I mentioned previously, about 20 to 30% of those who suffer an ankle sprain do go on to develop chronic ankle instability. So an ankle sprain may not appear to be as benign as a lot of people make it out to be.
I mean, a lot of the time, and I'm speaking from my own experience, because, you know, we have our own personal threshold for pain. And if we are quite active, then we're used to the aches and the pains and the sprains and the what have you. So it's actually kind of difficult, the more active you are, to figure out when to go see the doctor and then, or when to just, as you said, I sit, put it up and take a few painkillers and take a nap, maybe. But, you know, and you did highlight some of the things that could happen that are more serious just from a sprain that hasn't been taken care of. Can we talk about some of those things that are pretty common? These more serious things. I'm more concerned about the women now. You know, the men can ask you themselves.
Yeah, some of the more so-called serious conditions, or those conditions that have long-term repercussions, are internal cartilage damage, which eventually can also go on to cause irreversible joint arthritis. So when we studied patients with end-stage ankle osteoarthritis, means these are patients that have really bad ankles that are really worn out, we find that overwhelmingly, more than 70% of these ankles are actually post-traumatic in nature. And this includes a history of a previous ankle fracture or a history of chronic ankle instability. Now, both these conditions are possible in an ankle sprain. So that is why an ankle sprain may not be as harmless or benign as it seems.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking from personal experience, which I mentioned to you when I was much, much younger.
Yes.
And water skiing, I did actually do some serious damage to my ankles. I basically shattered it. It was like a spider's web. And now, yeah, as I get older, it does come back. And it is a recurring pain. It is a recurring discomfort. So to anyone who thinks that a sprain is just a sprain, it's nothing, it'll go away, it's always worth going and seeing the doctor if the pain comes back. Yes. Better deal with it then, you know, as you age.
Absolutely right, Clarissa.
So let's talk about some of these treatments and medications that deal with slightly more serious situations. I went through all of them. I did the physiotherapy. I did everything that was non-invasive, to be honest, and it did work.
Yes.
So please share with all our listeners now what those things are.
Yeah, so as we mentioned, most ankle sprains do not need surgical intervention, as they do get better after the initial RICE therapy, consisting of rest, ice, compression, and elevation. And once the acute pain and swelling subsides, then an early functional rehabilitation program, which includes motion exercises, strengthening, proprioception, and activity-specific exercises, can begin for optimal results for the patient. And majority of ankle sprains will not need any surgical intervention. However, surgery may be warranted if there's persistent pain and instability despite the conservative measures that we have mentioned previously.
Okay, now let's ask a question specific to the girls. Now, we like our heels. Now, yes. In my case, going back to my ankle situation, I was told in no uncertain terms by my ortho at some point, no more heels.
Okay.
Flats or nothing.
Yes.
But if a woman is more susceptible to sprains, she's had them, she's dealt with it, it has never been particularly serious. Does she have to be wary if she's wearing heels?
Wearing heels does put an ankle in a susceptible position because it plantar flexes the ankle and also slightly inverts it. And this is the exact position that an ankle sprain is going to be in. So there is some logic in the advice by doctors to avoid heels altogether. But having said that, I'm a little bit more controlled, I think, in my advice to patients, because for many of my patients, especially the young working crowd, they do need to wear heels to the office because it adds a certain look, a certain poise to their demeanor. So I wouldn't be so quick as to bar them from heels. I'll take a more personalized approach to that.
All right. Okay. I'm sure there was a huge sigh of relief by many women potential patients right there. Now, let's talk about the more invasive, before I let you go, that more invasive form of treatment, that surgery. What kind of surgery are we talking about?
Yeah, so this surgery may be needed if the pain is persistent and if there is recurrent sprains despite conservative measures. And a new procedure that we do at the Bone and Joint Center is the arthroscopic Bostrom Gull repair. Now, the simpler term for this is a keyhole ankle ligament repair. Mm-hmm. And this essentially involves two key aspects. Number one, repair of the lateral ligaments, which helps to stabilize the ankle joint. And number two, treat any associated cartilage injuries in the ankle joint at the same time. And how this new technique is different from the open traditional technique, which uses a much larger incision, which is at least 2 to 3 cm for the ligament repair. Our arthroscopic or keyhole technique uses only a 2 to 3 millimeter incision for this. And the surgery takes about an hour to perform under general anesthesia. It can be done as a day procedure, and the patient can start low-impact activities like cycling and swimming from 6 weeks and high-impact ones like running and jumping from 3 months.
Okay, so you're talking about a recovery period of no more than 3 months.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
It's not too bad at all. In fact, from...
It's pretty bad if you're very active, but it's not so bad.
Yeah. Patients are pretty much quite mobile from week 2 onwards, where we put them in like air casts or like a boot, So with that, they are pretty much walking around and running their errands and even going back to the office.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not so bad.
Yes.
But still, take care of your sprains, because once you've had one, you're more susceptible. That is my takeaway for this conversation.
For sure.
Take care of your first sprain, because after that, you're more susceptible to repeated sprains and greater injury after that.
That's right.
Okay. We've been speaking with Dr. Kevin Koo, orthopedic surgeon, the Bone and Joint Center at Mount Elizabeth Hospital. Dr. Koo, thank you for the information and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Clarissa, for having me.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Health Suites on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.